It's episode 29 of Fab Life with Lauren and Lee.
This week, we talk about our primary school memories, fights, hymns, and jumble sales.
And we discuss the very sad news of the passing of comedian Sean Locke, and we are gearing up for our milestone 30th episode.
All that and more on Fab Life
with Lauren and Lee.
It is episode 29. We are nearly at the big 3-0, Lauren, which will indicate that we've been doing this now for 30 weeks almost. 30 weeks.
Oh my God. It's not like we're over the halfway point of a year, right?
Oh, what? God, yeah, we are actually.
I hadn't thought about it that way. It's just flown. But then again, I keep doing that really granny thing at the moment going, it's going to be Christmas. It's going to, like, I just feel like we've lost another year and it messes with my melon, messes with my brain.
I know. I mean, every year we do always go, where's the year gone? I mean, I don't think it's helped that we haven't had a summer.
No, I mean, we haven't had a summer. Although, I don't know what it's going to be like up in the old Clee of Thorpes, but it's meant to be quite hot down here for the bank holiday.
Well, I might be in London for the bank holiday, shock, horror, hold the front page, and I'm usually at Manchester Pride.
I know, and they're having Pride because... Isn't, like, everyone's kicking off because thingy's not happening, Carnival, and also London Pride's not. Oh, is London Pride happening? Can't remember. But they just pick and choose what you can have, don't they?
Oh, well, it's ludicrous. But I'm not I'm not going to Manchester. Manchester Pride is happening, but I'm not there this weekend. So I'll be in London. Yes, they say a heat wave. I don't consider 22 degrees a heat wave. No. I consider anything possibly above 27 a heat wave.
But if you're walking around and you're slightly pissed, it'll probably feel quite hot.
Yeah, so. True. In fact, 22, 23 is an ideal time to be outside pissed because it's not too hot. It's not like, oh, too much.
Yeah. Well, I walked to the bank on my lunch. I know, exciting.
What is this, 1994? You walked to a bank?
I walked to the bank, hold the phone. And I was almost sweating. I don't really sweat on my face, but if I did, I would have been.
Sorry, before we get into that, I don't want to go into your personal financial business affairs, but why were you walking to a bank? What did you need to do? You need to speak to someone? Was that a meeting?
I had a very important meeting. We changed our names at the bank.
Do you go nick the little pens? Do you nick the pens
that
they've
got? They're on wires.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's Brexit Britain.
I know it is, but they're nicer than they used to be when we were kids, Steffo. They're quite sleek and black. They're quite nice.
Oh. Okay.
I noticed, because I had to, well, it's funny you ask about the pens, actually, because I had to make up a new signature. Because we're changing our names on our bank cards. So
of course,
together.
Of course.
Yeah, it's all a load of bullshit, all this you got to change your name situation. We don't have to change your name, but like actually doing the paperwork because we're double barreling together, which is excellent. So I had to sign. He was like, can you sign your old signature and then your new one? And I was like, no, don't have one.
What, you just had to make one up on the spot there?
On the spot. I mean, I wish I'd been consulted about this because I would have spent some time.
But couldn't you just do your old one with, I don't know, a little M at the bottom or change it slightly?
Well, I know. Well, like, it's in the middle, isn't it? The machin bit's in the middle. So I had to,
yeah.
I just wrote it as is. And then, so the machin, I give it all my attention. And then the crane was just a squiggle. So actually, it's not going to look that good. And then Freddie did his, and it looked really good. I was like, oh, fine.
Yeah, well, he's a typical writer, isn't he?
I know, bloody hell.
He just knows what to do.
Natural, natural probably with a pen.
He'd probably been thinking about it, Lauren. You know what he's like.
Yeah, I got him a quill as his cracker present when we had our Christmas. When my dad, I got him a quill, and it had a little oyster shell with some ink in it. I don't think he should.
When you say cracker present, did you, like, get a cracker and... like personalised where the quill was in the cracker, or you mean a table present?
I mean, we actually got crackers and put little prezzies in. It was really good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we had this little, like, Christmas with my mum and dad in the middle of, like, when was it? It was felt like summertime anyway, although it was in Liverpool and it was raining. But it was definitely spring. And we, to make it feel Christmassy, we took crackers for everyone and put, like, individual prezzies in for each person.
I'd love that. What would you put in my cracker? Because the cracker's a great one because it's just a little gift.
Yeah, it is good. And it's really
depends how big the cracker is, I guess.
It's hard to think about something small enough and what's going to be like for that person as well, which is quite hard.
What would you put in my cracker?
Oh, I don't know. Do you know what I got my mum? And I would get this for anyone who enjoys a beverage, actually, you included. A keyring that's a bottle opener.
Oh, very good. Yes, because sometimes you do get caught off guard with those. Yeah. I don't often need a bottle opener. In fact, I probably need a corkscrew more than a bottle opener.
You can get them too. You can get them too.
Yeah. But you know what I'd like? My friend, Kate's mum, Maggie, years ago to Paris. We were talking about this the other day, and she went to like the Moulin Rouge type thing. Or she went to some... She went to some winery thing over in Paris. I can't remember what it was, but it was a proper bottle stop. But it was one of those that you put it in and then you like twist it over the lid and it all clicks
and all the
in
ur and comes out and stuff.
All the ur comes
all
out.
The ur.
Really good. And so I'd like one of them because mine broke. And I was talking about this the other day of what a great little gift that was.
That was good. All right. Noting that down for Christmas.
For Christmas. Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
Because I won't remember it because I never remember what we've talked about. So it does need to be written down, I think. I won't write it on my marriage.
You will probably receive a message from Alex, who we have mentioned a few episodes
she'll
ago.
Get to bless this her. At Christmas.
She's so far behind. She's just texted us about an episode that went out ages ago. So she might over Christmas go, oh, remember that.
Lauren, remember. Yeah. Oh God, I'll be ever so grateful when she does. Someone said to me the other day, and I realised how much we say it. Someone texted me. Oh, I know it was. It was Adam. Your friend Adam, and now my friend, obviously, he just went, oh, God, love her. And I went, oh, God, we do say that too.
Do we? God, love her.
God, love her. It fits any occasion, though, I think. Whether you hate someone,
it's usually
you love
about Scylla as well, isn't it?
It was. Oh, well, we were messaging about Jane McDonald, actually, so very appropriate. She's also like up there.
She's
with the best,
she,
you know.
She's up there with the Scylla kind of aesthetic, isn't she?
And I've got mad love for Jane. Like, she's. You know, she's one of my favourite ladies on telly that talks about nothing but everything on a cruising show, you know.
Well, she doesn't do that anymore, does she? She's finished that.
The one on Channel 5?
Yeah, I think she stopped it a while ago, yeah.
She won a BAFTA for that, it. You know.
I know. Good on her. God love her.
God love that one.
God love the bath. Well, talking of celebrities, I was meant to say this last week, actually, and it had only just kind of sunk in, really. But I was very sad to hear. And the past week or so, I've been in hysterics watching old clips of Sean Locke.
Oh, my God, I've been doing the same thing because Twitter went wild for him, didn't it? Like, you don't see that all the time.
Well, yeah, you don't. And the thing is, you get the breaking news alerts now.
Oh, it's too much. It's every 5 minutes someone's died or the Taliban's done something else terrible.
Oh, God. We won't get into that. It's
no,
too much.
That's too... I've been crying over it. I can't cope unless you want me to weep on the pod.
Don't, because honestly, it gets too deep. It's too deep. But what I was going to say is... I audibly gasped when I read the news about Sean Locke. I don't know why. I was like, well, I do know why. It's because he was one of them. And I think he used to joke about this where it was like, he was like, I'm the comedian whose name you probably won't remember, but voice you'll recognize and face you'll recognize.
Yeah.
And he was just so good. I'm like in awe of how great he was.
His brain just works like no one else. That's what's always like a joy to watch when you see him on TV programs. Because you just be like, where's he going with this? You're like always on edge because you didn't know what he was going to say. And it'd always be something random. And sometimes he took you on like a really long story as well. And you're like, oh God, I don't know where this is going, but it was always worth it. But yeah. Oh, go on.
Well, I was going to say there was an amazing piece that Harry Hill, I think, wrote, and it was about him being like a comedian's comedian. So like often when we do gigs and stuff, like a lot of comedians will get to the punchline as the comedian is on the way to it. So, you know, we'll be watching another comic, for example, at a stand-up gig, and we kind of probably know where it's going before.
You'll have like guessed the punchline. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Whereas with Sean Locke, you never did. You never knew where it was going. And that's why he was just so good, because he surprised audiences and comics alike. So rest in peace, Sean Locke.
R.I.P.
That's what I'm going to say. He will be sorely missed. Sorely missed. I didn't even know he had cancer.
Well, that's the thing, because he's just one of them, because he's an enigma. And he's not on Twitter. He's not on any social medias, is he? He just was a private guy, which I really love.
I felt a little bit similar with him when Victoria Wood died,
yes,
actually.
I was just about to say that.
It's something about comedians as well, isn't it? Do you think it's something about comedians when, you know, because I was deeply affected by when Robin Williams died, but that's because he was like my favourite actor ever.
Yeah.
But I wonder whether it's just something about comedians where you think, like, I don't know, like, the funny has gone.
Yeah,
the stuff
and
that
I
they
think
gave
it's
us.
Because sometimes you, like, really personally relate to one of the jokes. Because, like, how many times have me and you sang, like, Victoria Wood songs and, like, or done a skit, you know, like, one of her skits, and then it's gone. And you kind of, like, when you watch it, you feel sad because, you know, they're not there anymore. So it's like when they show old reruns of 8 out of 10 Cats for Sean Locke and I'm pissing myself, I'm also going to be like, oh, that's gone. It's not going to come back.
I know,
back.
Like, really how much we're going to miss, like, all the stuff we're going to miss that he could have done.
Yeah. Oh. That was sad corner. We don't do that much.
Sad corner. Thank you. Little jingle there for sad corner.
And then we're going to go into tease the topic. FM.
Yeah, so last week you got a topic tease, double T, T squared.
An Audi TT. I was going to say, do you remember when everyone had an Audi TT? It was a big deal.
Or if they didn't have one, they really wanted one. It was the car to have.
It was the car to have. Blue. Everyone always got them in blue.
Did they? Oh, not around here. It was white.
Oh, drug dealers. That was like the joke, wasn't it? If you saw a white car, I'd be like, oh, you're a drug dealer.
My mum would always be like, oh, I'm not getting it in white. It'll be grufted.
No matter what you do, don't get a white one, Peter. Honestly, we'll be cleaning it most of the time.
One thing I have noticed, I found out actually, my dad said the other day that he listened to one of the podcasts. I thought, don't start listening, Carl. Nowhere's safe in that case. One thing I've noticed with my parents, mainly my mother actually, with this new kitchen. I mean, thank God when this kitchen's over so we can stop talking about it. But obsessed with like how things will be cleaned, you know, like fingerprint. Yeah. No, we're not having that. Fingerprint marks all over the things. No, we don't want that. We don't
on
want
the
that.
Worktop. Like, you'd be cleaning it. You don't get a glass table. That's a double clean. That I've had a glass table. It is. You know, I trust Les's judgment there. Don't get a glass dining table, guys. It's not worth it.
Don't do it, guys. Don't get a glass dining table. If there's one thing this podcast can teach you, it's not to get a glass dining table.
Oof. I can't believe Carl listened. What episode? Did he get mentioned?
He listened because I think he heard, you know, last week, episode 28, when the knife block fell and I screamed. He heard it happen and wondered what it was. So I think, if anything, he just wanted to hear it, you know,
again and again. Yeah, just
he said he listened while he was going to bed. Put it on his, because you know he's obsessed with the bloody Google. Oh my god, he talks to Google more than he talks to his own family, honestly. And I hear him, he does this now. I won't say it because it'll set it off. I'll just say Google, but obviously you know that you have to say hey or okay in front of it.
Yeah.
But he'll talk to it like this. So I'll go, Google, turn my lights on. And I'm really like, matter of fact, and it understands me, it knows.
Sure.
Dad, he'll go, Google. And I'm like, oh, I can hear him in his room. And I'm like, oh, God. It's just like, Google, play Radio 5 Lie. Google, because he waits for the thing.
It's like it's a dog and it's not coming back to him.
Yeah, it is. It's like, but he puts on this kind of sensitive voice. Oh, it really annoys me. I go, just say it.
Just say it as it is. Google understands. It's not a friend. It's a business partner.
It's the woes. It is staff.
Yeah,
okay. It's so treat it with respect. Although I have probably called my Google a slut sometimes. Do you ever like give it abuse?
I haven't. Oh my god, but it's the worst when you're at, because we won't have one because like Freddie's just a real technophobe and it is a bit weird. But we've been at like loads of people's houses and like house parties when they've got them. But it ruins, everyone's just such a loser because halfway through the night, everyone's just hovering around the bloody Google, aren't they? Or the whatever, what's the other one called? Alexa, talking to it. And you're like, just let a song finish, guys, before you tell her to put another one on. Like, just give it a minute. It's like you're getting more joy out of that than the music you're putting on.
Yeah, and to be fair, I wouldn't want to use like a Google or Alexa to control music because you know what song's coming on. So, you know, you want that song to surprise people the minute they hear it.
Put it on random.
They don't want someone to go, Google, play Cotton Eye Joe. I want Cotton Eye Joe to, I want the first few bars of Cotton Eye Joe to come on and people be like, oh my God, it's Cotton
really?
Eye Joe.
Yeah, because it's a real, yeah, it's a real treat for the ears, isn't it? The first few.
Yeah, it takes you back to primary school. It takes you back to primary school.
Everyone runs into the lines getting ready to do the moves. It's great.
And talking of primary school, let's see what I did there. Segue.
You're always a beat ahead of me.
Segue sensation.
That's what they call him. That's what he got a badge for in primary school.
Do you know what? In recent years, you know Segue? It's the obviously thing. Spelled S-E-G-U-E, Segue. It's
because
not because
of the
something
machine.
I put together. It looks like Sieg. You know?
Yeah, but people always spell it wrong because Segway the machine is spelled...
Yes, like yes. Have you been on a Segway?
No. I'm just scared I'll fall off a cliff like the guy who created it did.
That's how he died, isn't it? Well, I suppose you can avoid that by not going on a Segway on a cliff. Like,
yeah, I don't live near a cliff, to be fair.
You're not going to be in Haydock visiting your parents. Okay, so I was going down High Street on this
Segway.
It's
just one main road.
I'm just worried that I'll fall off a cliff. But there's no cliffs. Like, you know, I don't think I would go on a Segway on a cliff, to be fair. If anything, and may he rest in peace, he was asking for it.
He got cocky. It's a victim blame, but he was asking for it.
What the hell? It's like someone being on a skateboard and falling in a river. You wouldn't go, oh, I don't want to get a skateboard. I don't want to fall into a river, do I?
Yeah.
What am I talking about there?
I don't know, but at the end I thought you were going to say Dua Lipa. You went, Dua.
Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa into a river. I don't like Dua Lipa. I don't.
Do you not?
I mean, I like her songs. Big fans in this house. Well, I like her songs, but I saw her at the Brit Awards and she was... quote dancing and quotation marks dancing because she was stomping around that stage. The only way I can describe what she was doing is, you know, when you're like stomping your foot to try and get a shoe on properly, like your heel hasn't completely gone into the sole of the shoe, and you're
take
like
it off,
stomping
loosen
it.
The laces, guys. You know, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. That's what she was like at the Brit Awards. But you know what? She's got some good songs out there. She's a good singer and good luck to her. God love her, but she can't dance for shit.
There's Lee's review on that's Dua Lipa, everybody.
Oh gosh.
Oh, great. Well. Did you ever sing any pop songs at primary school? There we go. Segway. I'm shit.
No.
Segui.
So, well, of course, primary school. So what were you like in primary school? That's what I want to ask. Because obviously, you know, I know over the years, you've had a bit of a transformation. You know, you were a bit tomboyish at some point,
well,
if I don't
still
mind.
Am. That's the
really
secret.
Well, not really. Glam. You're glam, though. Not
I'm
tom-
ever so glam.
When I say tomboy, I mean like in the way you dress.
Oh, in the way I dress. Yeah. Yeah, because, like, I remember
you
always...
You used to have quite short hair, didn't you?
I had
not
short
in primary
hair.
School, but...
Yeah, pixie cut for a while. I always wanted short hair, even when I was little, and then I did it. You know, when you get old enough and you're like, screw this, I'm 19, I'm going to chop all my hair off. It's great, maybe I'll
did
go back
did anything trigger
longer.
It?
Oh, yeah, because you normally do. I don't think so. I was too young to ever be, like, properly heartbroken, I think.
Really?
I just think I was, like, trying to be cool, you know.
And did you have primary school boyfriends? Because they're, like, you know, they're
I
just
did.
Stupid, aren't they?
Oh, they're just stupid. They're not, like, real. You just, like, go home and be like...
You just... Did,
Mum,
was
got,
it ever
I've got a boyfriend. And she'd be like, oh, have you? Great. And I'd be like, yeah, I might get bored of him, though, you know.
Just, I remember it being, like, a boyfriend or girlfriend at primary school used to be... You would say hi to them before you went into class, and that was it.
Or
you know,
you like
up.
Hold the hand, but only because you'd said that you were boyfriend and girlfriend, but you had no interest in it. Just you were like mimicking what you thought was a boyfriend. Do you know what I mean? Like you're like, this is what they do. And then you go, all right, bye, see you later.
I wonder if they still do that in school now. I only ask because they're probably exposed to it more with
well,
this
they all look
digital
like
age.
25, don't they? Like 11-year-olds.
Oh,
now.
I can't. They look older than me these days.
Honestly.
I mean, they don't. I'm haggard. But
I was there with my slick back hair and like not even a speck of makeup on. These kids, honestly, these days, don't know they're born. They're like, they look too old. It's a bit weird.
They do. And I mean... They are exhausting as well. And do you know what it is? It's when... Do you know what I can't really bear with kids?
Tell me.
When you look, when they say something and you look at them and you know that they think they're right.
Oh,
and they couldn't be more wrong. Do you know what I mean? And I just want to say,
you know, they're not listening because they're like,
yeah,
and yeah, it's just right, like, oh, you wish you could just shake them, don't you, and be like,
were you well behaved in school?
I think I was, yeah. Although I did say on the pod, didn't I, once I had a fight with a girl at school. That was in like,
oh yes, you did.
Six.
What was it? Fisticuffs? I can't remember.
Yeah, I like grabbed her by the hair and kneed her in the face. Apparently.
Of course it was. I forgot about that. What, you said that so nonchalantly? I grabbed her by the hair and kneed her in the face. I mean, good lord! I was just thinking maybe you pushed her against the wall or something. You kneed her in the face.
Well, girls' fights are always like, well, stereotypically, girls' fights can be whatever they want, but, you know, stereotypically, they're just kicking, where lads are like trying to throw a punch or push each other about. But we just kind of like held onto each other and was like kicking each other's legs, all very stupid. And then, like, she had really long hair, Kate Mahoney, and I grabbed her by the hair and like kneed her in the face. And then the dinner ladies came over and everyone was like, quick, quick, quick. I never got in trouble for it or anything.
Do you think that's why you always wanted a pixie cut? Did you like think after the fight,
I knew.
I've got a weakness here. I need to avoid this next time.
I could grab her far too easily. Yeah. Maybe it was. But you know what it was set up like? It's like how you set up boyfriends and girlfriends, where you would pass a note in class and, or someone would say, listen, Tom wants to be your boyfriend. What do you say? And I'd be like, I'm going to think about it. And then they'd ask you the next day and you'd be like, all right. And then they'd go, I'm not going out with you anymore. I'm going out with whoever. So then you'd get a new one. It was like that with the fight. Like, you know that Kate's been saying this about you. And you're always like, all right. And then it like really wound me up.
What would she have been saying?
Oh, maybe that, just like, because like, I had like the two boyfriends on the trot. Maybe she was gel.
Oh, maybe she was like, oh, she's a two-timer.
Yeah, a little slow.
Because two-timer was a right insult back in the day, wasn't it? You two-timer.
Yeah, even though you, like, barely saw either of them. You know?
I mean, I was lucky if I got a one-timer at the end.
How was your girlfriend situation? How did that come about?
Well, my relationship situation
It was a relationship, was it? Sure.
Well, I was going to say, my relationship situation in primary school actually... you know, I can't ever be blamed for not being consistent, because it has lasted, kind of, the pattern has lasted throughout my entire life, in the sense that
you were just setting
I've never
it up.
Had relationships. No, I think I did. I mean, I had girlfriends, I guess. I remember, though, being obsessed with a girl called Jade Dilks, but that was when I went into year 7, and I was a bit like, oh my god, I'm in love with this girl.
Was she older, or was she in your year?
Oh, she was in year 11, yeah. She was like the old... She was in year 11, yeah, and I saved up my pocket money and bought her a necklace.
Oh, I remember this. You've said this, yeah.
Yeah, from H. Samuel, yeah.
So that's real stuff for year 7.
Other that's jewellers expensive. Are available.
What's that one in Elizabeth? With Duke in Argos, that's also there.
Oh, is that good? Yeah. I won't be going anytime soon to buy prospective girlfriends. But no, I was always just the kind of one that everyone hung out with. But I remember getting into trouble once with the dinner ladies, and I was really like, I hate injustice. So I remember thinking, this isn't fair. Like, and I was always quite good. And I remember they used to say, go stand on the wall. Did you ever have that? Go stand on the wall. And that meant instead of like at break time, you weren't allowed to like run around and play. You had to stand on the wall.
No.
Yeah. So that's you'd awful. Like just lean against the wall and you wouldn't be able to leave this wall. Anyway, there's one time she was like, Lee, go stand on the wall. And I was just like, this is a miscarriage of justice, if ever I've heard one.
I bet
like,
you used those words as well, didn't you?
Yeah, probably. So what I did is I thought I'd be clever. And I decided to lay down on the floor with my feet on the wall. So I was kind of like doing almost a headstand against like the wall. And dinner lady came over, she said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm standing on the wall like you asked me to, as in like being cocky with my feet on the wall.
Yeah. Well, when you said real standing on the wall before, I thought you meant it was like a very small wall and you did have to stand on it. Because I was like, you could get injured, a tired little kid.
No. It was. It wasn't like, get on that Segway and go to the end of this cliff and see if you fall off.
See if you survive over the 15 minutes of playtime.
It was just leaning against the wall. And then when my friend, when Kate went to drama college, she, because me and Kate went to the same primary school, she couldn't believe, but we used to have this thing. And she then thought that, you know, in primary school, maybe it was normal to us, but she thought that this was so normal. But the reaction she got, she thought maybe it was weird. But the dinner ladies at 1 o'clock, used to at lunch, so it reached 1 o'clock and they'd blow the whistle and the dinner ladies would go, 1 o'clock, medicine time.
What?
And yeah,
I think you went to some weird school. Were they drunk, the dinner ladies? Stand on the wall, medicine time. That's probably when they got to have their afternoon little drinky poos, wasn't it?
No. So then what used to happen is at 1 o'clock medicine time, everyone who had to go and take medication for I don't know, I never took medication, so I don't know what the medication was.
Were you in an asylum? All taking medication.
Yeah, my school was called Shutter Island. And
all of them little cups with the pills in.
It was a bit weird, actually, like when you think about it. Yeah, 1 o'clock medicine time. And I've never really understand what the tablets were. Like, what was the medicine people used
probably
to take at 1 o'clock?
Uppers and downers,
day?
Yeah.
Probably.
Jesus. Also, like, tablets. How awful for the kids who, you know, who are on medication. There's probably lots of kids.
I know.
There.
You couldn't have made it any more obvious. Yeah, yeah. You could, because we all used to look and be like, oh, right, okay, they're on the Prozac today, you know? It was. They
didn't give a shit.
But mental health in those days wasn't a thing, was it?
No, so I don't know what they were taking. Maybe just like them losing.
No, I meant more
tablets.
As in, I meant more as in these days, yeah, if you do that, you'd have to do it really discreetly because you don't want to show people up now.
Back like, then back they were like, oh, this days, one, like, she's got bloody
she's
depression.
The mental blowing the whistle. Everyone who needs the tablets, go now, you mental nut jobs. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. they would have done that. And I'm not saying it was for depression. It could have been, I don't know, diabetes or whatever.
Yeah, take a sugar tablet. Oh my god,
1 o'clock, come and get your sugar cubes.
Sugar cubes, awful. I remember there was one person, I don't know they're in my class, because I went to, my primary school was quite big, so there was two classes for every year. Fancy, it was bigger than my high school, my primary school. And I remember there was one class, I remember being in year one, I think. Is that the one before you go to juniors? No, what's it called?
No, I was year six before. Year one's like after reception.
Oh, yeah, I think it was there, because that was in the same building as reception, because it was like two buildings. Right. And there was someone who couldn't have the milk, because obviously lactose intolerant, because they just, they were allergic. But, like, no one was allergic back in the day either, was there?
I know,
I remember feeling
thing,
sorry for
them,
because they got nothing. They got, like, a cup of water.
Oh,
how
I
shit's
know.
That?
Yeah, you would really miss out, and you see all your mates drinking milk, and you're there with water. It's not fair. It makes my heart break for them.
It's not very.
But now either. I'd say, listen, you'll be laughing because I avoid milk at all costs. Well, not at all costs.
Get
I love
on that
cheese.
Oatly barista.
Love the Oatly. I've been trying to practice my latte art and I can't do a heart. I tried to do a heart the other day and it actually looked a bit like a knob and I thought that was quite funny.
You could open up, a knob themed coffee shop with that. And just do like knobs and tits and I don't know.
Knobarista.
Knobarista, yeah.
The Knobarista. Cock coffee.
Yeah, cock coffee, I like that one. I think you can take that one. You get the TM for it ASAP. My little niece, she's ever so cute and sassy. Did you see her at the wedding? She's proper cute.
Yeah. Well, I think she was like asleep at one point when I arrived.
Yeah, everyone was like dragging around because they just wanted to hang out. And like her mum was like, yeah, she's kind of asleep. I'll hold her in a baby girl.
I wouldn't say I wanted to hang out with her. Like, come on, do you want to go for a bottomless brunch?
She'd be lively, man. She loves the people.
She would.
I wonder where
she
gets that from. She's a little trendy baby. She's got, she's allergic to dairy. How bad's that? So she's already like vegan baby with like Oatly baby chino. You know what
is
I mean?
She?
She's not
well, I remember I was in Shoreditch once and he must have been 8 years old and I heard him say, Mummy, I'm really craving sushi. And I thought, I don't think I had sushi till I was possibly about 24, 25. Like,
yeah, I didn't. I was definitely last year of uni. And it was
and even avocados. Did avocados exist when I was a baby? Because, I was a kid. Because I can't remember. Avocados, to me, just appeared one day. And it was like we'd already always known there was avocados.
I was probably in my 20s when I had an avo. I remember my housemate, Ed, lovely Ed, when we were at uni, he got a butternut squash and roasted it, and I was like, what the hell's that?
I mean, he would get bullied for that if he was at my school, because that's not something you would do. You'd bring an orange. You'd bring an orange or an apple, or at most a pear.
Yeah. Ooh, my grandma loved a conference pear. So we, but if they're not ripe, they're not worth it.
She loves a conference pear. but I was obsessed with hymns. I was obsessed with hymns back in the day. I still am.
Time, and I know you are. You know them all. I got these for you last time loaded up, and the episode was just so outrageous that we didn't get
outrageous.
To. Bloody outrageous it was.
So
any
what, you got
on the
me
outrageousness?
A
qu- oh, is it what okay? Do you mean? We didn't get any complaints. We didn't get anyone writing into Ofcom, so that's
no,
good.
We've got our one-star complaint, and let's not bring up those feelings again. No. I'm fine.
Ooh,
I'm over
I found
it.
I found it. It's on 80skids.com, and it's, but the problem is, it's assembly songs, so you're going to love it. Well, but they didn't change the song. They've still not changed the songs.
They didn't. Well, you know, they've stood the test of time. Let's face it.
They have.
Dua Lipa is not in those assemblies, let me tell you. Stomping around.
She takes
around.
A lot of inspiration from the way their lyrics are written and the tune and stuff. I've heard she takes a lot of inspiration from them, actually. But the problem
they're catchy songs.
They're so ever so catchy. I was going to read you a lyric and make you guess it. But a lot of them, they do what they say on the tin. So take this, for example. Guess the lyric. All things bright and beautiful. Okay. All creatures great and small. All things wise and wonderful. Ooh, yeah. The Lord God made them all. Can you guess what that one's called?
I guess you are right now you say that, because actually a lot of the hymns, they were quite lazy at naming the hymns, weren't they? They were like, what should we call this song? How's it go? It goes, all things bright and beautiful. Yeah, let's call it that. All things bright and beautiful. Yeah.
Maybe I'd say they're a bit lazy with the old melody as well. A lot of repetition.
What do you mean?
Well, the melody just repeats itself. You know, when you're in church when you're a kid, you're just like, how does everyone know this song?
Well, that's why they're so catchy. Because, you don't want a bridge and all that shit. They're kids. It's young. It's assembly. Keep it simple.
Keep it simps. Ooh, there was a couple I didn't know. Go tell it on the mountain over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Do you know that one?
Is that called Go Tell It on the Mountain?
Oh my God, shock, shock, horror. It is. Okay. It's always Jesus. Did you go to a religious school? Because I didn't, but we were still singing about Jesus every day.
Church of England, Church of England Primary School, yeah. C of E. And we used to have to go to, because we lived right near a church, and we'd go to Harvest Festival. My hamper at Harvest Festival, oh my God, it was, you know, like the Met Gala.
You were the guy at a pause, weren't you?
Yeah, I was Billy Porter, and I'd always turn up at the end with my massive hamper, like the Met Gala at the Humberston Harvest Festival. Harvest Festival, I realised, you know, to people who don't know what it is, a Harvest Festival, it's not some sort of like satanic ritual where
it's
we
like
harvest
children of the corn. There's like a virgin sacrifice.
No, but sometimes you would give tins of sweet corn at Harvest Festival, so you'd used to go to Harvest Festival, and you'd present food and gifts to people over in like Africa and stuff who needed it. So you'd go, and you used to, you know, but it was all like tinned fruit and stuff.
Yeah. Or tinned potatoes, like, is always popular, isn't it? It's like, they need potatoes. You're like, do they?
Yeah. Well, so you used to just come, and it was more, I guess it was kind of a ritual to teach.
So did you put a lot of effort into your hamper then?
Well, my mum did. My mum did. You know, she was like, it's a hamper.
She's very giving.
Smash this. I'm going to smash this. My mum was the type who'd like one morning, she'd be like, I'm coming into school with you. And she'd have cooked to the teachers one of her, as she calls it, world famous Victoria sponge.
I'd like to try that.
Really give you a country or really a town where it has reached levels of fame that she is able to justify calling it world famous. But we're yet to know.
This has just rung a bell from very, like, year one times. We used to have a jumble sale in our... Yeah, when we were in the year, so we had two buildings, so we had two halls. Like, that's how fancy my primary school was. It was just massive. So you're in like year one of nursery, they had their own hall, like, and they'd have this big jumble jail. Jumble sale. Jesus, that would be a terrible place to be, wouldn't it? A jumble jail. Anywho, my mum used to make a carrot cake and all the teachers, it would freak me out. They used to come up to me in the day like, hi, Lauren, can I just see you for a second? And I'd be like, oh, God. I was like really little. And they'd be like, is your mum bringing carrot cake today? I'd be like, yeah. Well, can you make sure that, because you'd go home before the jumble sale, that I've reserved a piece. And then one year, one woman bought the whole cake before anyone else could get to it.
Oh, my God.
That so sounds... your mum and my mum need to do a bake sale, sounds oh, like, with the recipes.
Oh, God, they'd love it. They should go into it, shouldn't they?
They should do primary it on their Insta.
School, little shop. Victoria, but... what will they call it? Victoria Carrot?
I don't
Carrot
know.
Sponge?
But I wouldn't be able to wait for their Instagram post, because they'd probably, like, do a really bad angle or whatever on
what,
the picture.
What fucking teacher goes up to a child and goes...
Gonna speak right, to you.
Make sure you save me a bit of that carrot cake, yeah? Like, what the fuck?
I know, like bribing you.
Yeah, grip.
I should have been. Although my brother was naughty and not very bright. So, like, if for him, he would be, like, used to getting pulled out of class. Me, I was like, hey, I'm good and clever. What are you doing?
Hey. Did your brother, like, look from afar and think, yes, finally? And you were like, no, Paul. He's
Well, he'd
he's just
probably gone up to, yeah, whatever. Because, yeah, he'd probably been, like, year four by then, so not in the same building. So they were like, we're going to have to go to Lauren. They're going to get suspicious when we pull her out of class. Honestly.
And that teacher was never seen again because Lauren was triggered and pulled her hair and kneed her in the face.
I give Mrs. Sweeney a black eye. That's the
Mrs.
one.
Sweeney, we used to have a teacher, a dinner lady actually called Miss Mooney.
Oh,
poor
God.
Woman. You'd change your name.
You'd walk to the bank, babes. 2 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. And you change your name.
You just say, call me Mrs. Smith. Mrs. Smith. Miss Mooney. Like, kids are always going to do stuff like that with Miss Mooney.
Yeah, if you've got
we got creative. We if she was ever in a mood, guess what we'd call her? We'd call her Miss Moody.
Oh,
I mean,
original.
That's creative for you.
Yeah, that is. You kids were really bright at that asylum. Bless you.
Do you ever think that asylum? All right, well, it's 1 o'clock medicine time. That is a bit weird, isn't it?
God, just a bit. I think you need to do more research on that. Like, was it just
think,
your year?
I think so. Ask I think it's a documentary waiting to happen.
It is.
I think I'm going to, like, go back to my primary school and it'll be like, it'll be not how I remembered it. And it'll be kind of like, it'll be a prism.
It'll be and C of E, the like stood for like cult be... of something.
Yeah, yeah. The walls will be padded. I'll be like, I don't remember the walls being padded. What's this engraving someone scratched into the wall?
Your mum's like, Lee, we didn't see you for 6 years. What are you on about? Why don't you remember this? It's all that medicine you had.
Oh my God, maybe mum put it in her Victoria sponge. Something's going on. Don't trust anyone.
Honestly, don't move to Grimsby, guys. A lot of weird stuff goes on up there by the sea.
And, you know, yeah, it's not just the school that's a reason for it. Oh, well, they have been primary school memories. We got a message actually the other day from, I think it was a guy called Gary, saying these episodes need to be longer.
Oh my God, do you think that's Gazza on the ones and twos?
Oh, is it Gazza?
Have we just put it together? Is Gazza on
is
the
it
ones
Gazza
and twos?
Double one, double two, but not double three?
Maybe he'll do a double three and let us know somehow, you know?
Oh, Gazza. Well,
he doesn't look like a Gazza. You'd think his Insta name would be Gazza too. I don't know. Gary,
Well, I just guess Gary. This is something we'll all have to sit and think about for the rest of the night.
We'll find out in episode 30 because milestone's coming up next week.
We should do, should we do a special special milestone episode, 30? We could talk about our 30ths.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's not that special though, is
it? You need to do the Topic Teaser FM, I think, just to
Topic
end the episode.
Topic Teaser FM, milestone mayhem.
Sorry, I should have given you more prep for that. I really threw
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything because I was thinking actually in the back of my head maybe we shouldn't do like the turning 30 thing because it's a bit boring. But then I thought maybe we could. But if we say it, although, do you know what? We're not contractually obliged to do anything, so whatever.
Do you know what? We make up the rules here, yeah? We're the boss. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with this woman?
Well... Okay, 1 o'clock, medicine time.
I think it is. By medicine, we mean gin. I'm off the midweek drinking. Are you going to go and have a gin now, Lee, when we clock
up? I think I might have a glass of wine. I've started watching The Handmaid's Tale.
I saw that. It's a bit harrowing, isn't it? I think we watched two, three episodes. It's all very weird, especially when they have sex and the other woman's there. And then they pretend to give birth. The woman who's not giving birth has a, oh, it's all very awful.
Well, I'd only seen the first 5 minutes, so thanks for spoiling that for me. No, I'm joking.
I was like, fuck.
No, yeah, it's just there's no light relief. There's no light relief, so I'm going to have to find that in a glass of wine.
And it's too long as well. It's a big commitment because there's lots. How many series of it are there now?
Oh, it's four. See? It's been out since 2017. I was in primary school back then.
Yeah, medicine time. Well, I'll tell you what, just to end on what I'm watching, This Way Up with Aisling B, what a woman, she's ever so funny. And then the other thing is, that's my light relief, that's very short episodes, love it. And then the other is Julien Baptiste, which is great, you'll really like it. And there's only six episodes, but a lot happens, it's like crime. It's the spin-off of The Missing, which I never watched, but oh, he's good, Baptiste, he's great, he's got a great French accent. It's really good.
Well, I'll be sure to check that out after I've got through four seasons of The Handmaid's Tale.
Give yourself a break after season one.
I think I'll need to. All right, then. Well, sending love to all. This has been episode 30 of Fab Life.
It was episode 29.
Oh, God.
I'll ring you in. This has been episode 29 of Fab Life.
With Lauren and Lee. Oh, Lordy.